Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
We've, in the last week, learned more about Jody Hildebrandt's practice and heard from many previous clients of hers and even read several reviews of her practices, and it's not very good. Lots of men specifically claiming abuse, claiming that she was diagnosing them with things that really don't even exist, and very much separating them and destroying their relationships, the marriages that they sought help with from her. What does this tell us about the person that is Jody Hildebrandt, now that we know even more about her background prior to these child abuse allegations?
Tony, when you look at her background, she just, in a nutshell, was not qualified to even be giving this sort of counseling.
No.
From my understanding, her background, to the degree, if you want to call it a background, was really working in a drug rehab type facility. So what does that have to do with providing marital advice? What I found with both Jody as well as Ruby is you had individuals with really no, you know, PhDs or anything in counseling that would ever put them to the level of being able to give counseling advice in, you know, the regard that they were.
Yeah.
And yet people were listening. People were going to them. People, millions, 2 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
Were subscribing to listen to advice. And so it's kind of a buyer beware, you know, a due diligence on the individuals you're listening to that are putting themselves out as experts. And sadly, they have given horrible advice. And I think it's been very damaging to marriages and probably to parenting.
That's what I'm wondering about, is the damage that has been done now that people can look back on this. And then there's a lot of evidence as to the type of person that she is. I'm wondering if anybody has legal recourse against her for those situations. Granted, it's a doctor-patient type thing, and maybe there's things that have been signed that free the doctor or her from any sort of liability. But I would think willingly practicing in ways that we know are going to be harmful and have a track record of being harmful, certainly not anything that she should be doing, or I would think could possibly be held accountable for.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if we see any of those sort of side lawsuits.
Yep.
Or civil in nature, where people just are saying, look at the advice she gave. This is what resulted in, you know, me following this advice. I think it's going to be a very difficult cases, though. Mm-hmm. I don't know what attorneys are going to want to jump off that springboard. I think those are difficult cases to prove and quite costly. Litigation costs so much money, mm-hmm. and I don't know how much money these individuals that might have been harmed have, mm-hmm. but it's likely it would cost of tens of thousands of dollars. And what are they going to have after all this litigation is through to get money to these individuals who were harmed?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Like, what would they get possibly? I'm sure any of this is going to, there's not going to be anything left of them financially. But I also, I'm concerned too about, obviously, these are serious charges against them, the child abuse charges. We're in the somewhat beginning stages of learning about all these things, but we're not talking murder here. We're not talking, other, even more, serious charges that could be out there. And it makes me wonder, how long will these people really go away if they are convicted and, before they get back out and continue their madness in the world?
Yeah, it's such a good question. And if, first offender type charges like this, mm-hmm. if it all holds true, I don't think they're going to be gone long.
No, I mean, it's high profile, but it doesn't necessarily equate to higher sentence either.
Right. No, exactly true. They have to be fair across the board. Just because they're high profile doesn't mean they should get a more egregious sentence. I think they're going to be out soon. But they still will have to go through this process. Hopefully they'll be ruined. But we've seen time and again, of individuals committing crimes and then they go right back out and pick up where they left off. So I wouldn't be surprised about that either.
Yeah, that would be rather interesting if they do somehow continue, because they did have quite a following that did believe that they were doing the right thing. And it does make me wonder a little bit of how much of that following kind of silently understood what else was going on in that home and also silently agreed with it. But, for the sake of not looking like a horrible human being to others in our society, people just don't say that out loud.
Yeah, I agree. And I can hear the podcast right now, right? One passenger in a cell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that she absolutely will use this situation in the future to have another podcast to talk about how she's been reformed and, who knows what.
Persecuted.
And I'm sure people will listen.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. Tender, juicy, and its own sauce. Would you look at that? Well, you can't see it, but trust me, it looks delicious. New McCrispy strips, now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.